and we inherited these memories. And today we are reliving, he says, we're replaying 100-million-year-old warfare between the reptiles and mammals. That's why there's dragon legends. I see some of you laughing. Not only do creationists laugh, even the evolutionists laughed at this idea. But I commend Mr. Sagan, who used to be an evolutionist, now he's a creationist because he passed on. But I commend him for the fact that he was willing to try to provide an answer for this, when most evolutionists will not even try to provide an answer. Now look at this Stegosaurus. The Stegosaurus was not discovered until 1876. But somehow the Cambodians knew about the Stegosaurus and carved a picture of the Stegosaurus in 1186. How did they know about this? Well, a lot of children are taught to believe dinosaurs prove evolution. Let me ask you, what do dinosaurs prove? Well, it proves that there were large reptiles that once lived on the earth. Well, do you know what the average size of a dinosaur was? About the size of a sheep. That was the average dinosaur, about 100 pounds, and the largest egg was about the size of a football, so you could see how they could easily be fit in the ark, maybe as juveniles. But today we have reptiles that are 10 times that size. We have crocodiles that are 2,000 pounds and 20 feet long. What does that prove? It doesn't prove evolution. In fact, Derek Ager even said, "Always it comes back to the dinosaurs. I must admit to being a little tired of those stupid beasts. Their importance is grossly exaggerated, but they're used as recruiting agents to pull children in and make them believe evolution." And I'll say this, that most children are influenced that way. And my children, having heard these talks many times over the past several years, I would think would be fully inoculated against this doctrine. But even one of our children, when they were 3 years old, was walking around the house after seeing the movie Land Before Time and saying, "Millions and millions of years ago." And then another child asked me, "Dad, did dinosaurs and humans really live together?" That our children are influenced by what they see and what they hear. But notice this. Here are dinosaur prints on what was supposedly the floor of the ocean, on these chalk layers, these calcite dolomite layers. What was a dinosaur doing walking on the floor of the ocean? That's what the evolutionists say this was. Well, we can easily explain it as creationists. During the Great Flood, when sediment was washing over and the waves and the tides were coming in and out, these animals were escaping to higher ground. And this animal ran across here. It was overfilled with other sediment, and later that sediment eroded off and left these footprints. We believe that this is probably a Hererosaurus, since it had a stride of about 5 feet and 2 inches. It's also interesting in the Grand Canyon. When there are slopes in the Grand Canyon, you find all these animal prints of amphibians and reptiles. And guess which direction they're going? They're all going uphill. And yet, we don't find their bodies. We find their prints, but not their bodies. Why is that? Evolutionists can't explain it, but creationists can, as they were escaping the tides coming in from the flood, as they were moving uphill, they left their prints. I think this is the picture we see of what actually happened. And some of the fossils we have in the back, I think, represent some fossils that were laid down in that flood. Also, there are massive burial pits indicating that many of these dinosaurs died in a large flood. In recent years, they were excavating in China, and they came across, when they were trying to build a super freeway, they came across a trench that was 980 feet long with 15,000 dinosaur bones in a single area. And you can see them here. And they say, well, this was a small local flood that caused this. Well, we find things like this all over the world. In fact, what we see in the geologic column is an oceanic flood deposit. We have shells and sea-bearing creatures from the top all the way down to the bottom. There was a great flood. You can see more pictures here of all these dinosaur bones that were found in China. And dinosaurs supposedly lived from 231 to 66 million years ago. Yet, why do we still find intact dinosaur tissues, proteins, RNA, DNA, osteocytes, hemoglobin, and red blood cells? I think this is the answer. If these animals were buried in Noah's great flood, then they are only a few thousand years old. And being preserved in rock without oxygen, some of these tissues could survive. But surviving for 65 to 231 million years? That's hard to believe. Mary Schweitzer is a lead author on many of these papers. And when she started publishing on this, she was harangued and harassed and criticized, and they didn't want to publish her papers because they said it was impossible for these tissues to have survived all these millions of years. Well, now they're forced to accept it. I asked one of the individuals at Carnegie yesterday, well, what about all these fleshy tissues? And he said, well, we found some of them too. And now they have an explanation of how they survived millions of years, which is really hard to believe. But here are some more examples of what has been found. Bone protein in a supposedly 150 million year old seismosaur bone. Dinosaur DNA from a hadrosaur bone, supposedly 65 million years old. Hemoglobin fragments from a T-Rex bone, supposedly 67 million years old. And now here's some actual skin that's undegraded and undecomposed from supposedly 19 million year old ichthyosaur. And here's a micrograph of that skin, still intact, undegraded. T-Rex soft